no hemos llegado a muchas cosas.
That is descriptive of the old covenant.
Eso es lo que describe el viejo pacto.
And again, it was good, it was of God.
Y además, era Dios, era bueno.
But it was only for the time.
Pero solo era para esa época.
The time of the old covenant.
En la época del tiempo del viejo pacto.
Before Christ came.
Antes de que Cristo vino.
And that voice that they heard, they entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore.
Y esa voz que oyeron, que escucharon, ellos, y aquí dice la palabra, los que lo oyeron, rogaron que no se les hablase más.
You know the scriptures, they couldn't even bear it.
Ustedes conocen la escritura, ellos no podían ni soportarla.
I mean, let's consider this. Under the old covenant, they really could not hear from God for themselves. And where is God? He's far away from them. He's up on a mountain. He's covered with fire and smoke and thunder and lightning and all kinds of stuff. And they can't go there. If as much as a goat or something would go to the bottom of that hill, if any animal, he did. Could not go. You see, we have to understand the old covenant wouldn't let them see God. Wouldn't let them go to God. He was there. He made himself known. They couldn't go. They couldn't hear him. And they had no understanding at all of who he really was. Now, God provided. Moses, you go up. Moses, you go talk to God. You tell us what he said and then come down and tell us. Now, is that, that's the understanding that a lot of people today are still under.
That I can't
hear God for myself. But I just want to show you that this is an old covenant understanding. But that's not where we've come. Verse 22 says, but you are come unto Mount Zion. See, you haven't come to Mount Sinai. You haven't come there. And I must just say, it's not saying we're going to go. What does it say? You are come. You are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn. The firstborn means born from among the dead. Which are written in heaven,
que están escritos en los cielos,
and to God the judge of all,
a Dios el juez de todos,
and to the spirits of just men made perfect,
a los espíritus de los justos hechos perfectos,
and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant.
A Jesús el mediador del nuevo pacto.
You see, new covenant.
De nuevo pacto.
The old covenant kept them out.
El viejo pacto los mantuvo fuera.
In the new covenant, they've come in.
El nuevo pacto, ellos entraron.
They've come to him, to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. And we've mentioned about the word better. Can you see that this scripture here is declaring where you are now come?
Pueden ver que esta palabra declara.
Ahora.
¿Dónde estamos ahora?
Ahora. You have now come there.
Que ya han venido ahí.
This is not some place we're going someday.
No es un lugar que vamos a ir un día.
Now you haven't gone yourself.
Usted no ha ido.
Because you can't go there.
Porque no puede ir.
But He's brought you there.
Pero Él nos ha llevado ahí.
You've come in Christ.
Han ido en Cristo.
Is that not a better place to be?
No es un mejor lugar.
This is the reality that we're talking about. This is talking about coming from the types and the shadows to the true. And living in the truth. Again, in Christ, the better one. You remember that the scripture says that Abraham and the Old Covenant saints looked for a city.
Que Abraham y los santos estaban buscando. Mm-hmm.
They looked for it.
Están buscando la ciudad.
Okay. The point I want you to see is they looked for it.
El punto que quiero que entiendan es que ellos lo estaban buscando.
It was far off to them.
Estaba lejos para ellos.
Is it far off to us?
Está lejos para nosotros.
No. Yes, we've come there. You see, the old covenant understanding is they were always looking for it. They looked for it in faith, by faith. And because of the faith that they had at that time, they eventually did receive it. But we now are not looking for it to come. Because we've already come there. Now, the whole description of the city in the book of Revelation. Okay, which is, okay, is that the city you're looking for to go? Or does the Bible say that that city has come down out of heaven into the earth? And the life and the perfection and the glory of that city is really the city that we are. Because the Lord is that light and the Lord is that temple. And the Lord is that beauty and that holiness and everything of that city. And that city should now be manifest in this earth. Now, one to come, looking for one to come, or manifesting one that has come in Christ. A heavenly city. Now, immediately there's our problem. Because we can't conceive a heavenly city. But this is making the transition from the natural to the spiritual. And the church should be living, manifesting that reality. Now, just another aspect of this, the law. In the Old Covenant, the law set forth rules and regulations. Regulations for holiness, for righteousness. Do this, don't do this. It was all in food and clothes. It was all in sacrifices and feast days. And again, it was all necessary until He came. But this was all outward. It didn't change anybody. All good until Colossians chapter 2. This is what Christ did at the cross. You see, again, the greatness of the cross. He took the law to that cross. He took all of those rules and regulations that never could make them perfect. Verse 14. blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us,
anulando el acta de los decretos que había contra nosotros,
which was contrary to us,
que nos era contraria,
and that was the law,
esa era la ley,
and took it out of the way.
Quitándola de en medio,
he took it out of the way,
él la quitó de en medio,
nailing it to his cross,
y clavándola en la cruz.
And having spoiled principalities and power,
y despojando los principados y a las potestades,
he made a show of them openly,
los exhibió públicamente,
triumphing over them in it, in the cross.
Y triunfando sobre ellos en la cruz.
And now, now, because of the victory of the cross,
y ahora, por la victoria de la cruz,
let no man judge you,
nadie os juzgue,
in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day, or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come. That's all they were. They were a shadow of things to come. God demanded holiness.
Dios demandaba,
he would have holiness.
Y él quería,
but he never got it by a long dress.
Pero nunca lo tuvo por una bata larga.
That was the shadow.
Esa era la sombra.
But the body,
pero el cuerpo,
the substance of the wholeness, the truth of it,
la sustancia, la verdad,
is of Christ.
Es de Cristo.
So now, don't let anybody judge you by what you wear or don't wear or eat or don't eat or this or that or anything like that. All of that he took to the cross and he put it out of the way. It was good then. It isn't any good anymore. Don't let anybody bring you into condemnation. Because the substance of it, the truth of it now is Christ. And a lot of Christians are under that bondage still today. Still born again Christians. But do you see that that is the shadow and the figure of it? But it's not Christ. And you can only become holy and righteous in Him. He is the one that makes you holy and righteous. That's what I mean about coming from the type and the shadow to the true. And now when the truth has set you free, you will be free indeed. All of the rest is just bondage. The law kept them in bondage. And this is the tragedy of it today. The Lord has set us free from that. By His cross. But now we'll allow ourselves to be brought back under those types and shadows into bondage that never perfected anyone. They were good for a time. And in us, I guess they're good for a time. You know, when we're a little child in Christ, when we first come to the Lord, we need some kind of direction or some kind of guidance.
Cuando somos niños, necesitamos algún tipo de guía.
But that, you remember we were talking about the child and the son?
¿Se acuerdan que hablamos del hijo y
niño y hijo? Okay. And you know yourself, you have a 2-year-old child or a 3-year-old child, you set rules. You do this. You do that. Now, but when that child becomes 18 or 19 years old, should you have to continue to do that? No, because you expect that child to have grown up and to have come to some kind of understanding. So we've got to give up those things. Why? Because the perfect has come. Now we read this in 1 Corinthians 13. Verse 10. And it's talking here about being a child, and we know this. When I was a child, I spake like a child, I act like a child, I did everything like a child. And really, you have to understand that being a child to God is being under the law. Okay. But that was only good as long as you're a child. Okay? Verse 10. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part, the types and the shadows, shall be done away. And you no longer have need for them. This now becomes not the things that we do, but it's who He is in us. Because the perfect one has come, and now as that perfect one is coming in us, He's the one that takes those things away. You see, we try to take them away from other people. You know, and Lord, forgive me if I have in any wise tried to take anything from you. That is not my intention. That is not my heart. I am just trying to declare the one that He is. Because you don't have any life in those shadows. You don't have any true life in those in part understandings. It's only truly in seeing Him that you come to life. And I know that when we try to take away, we offend. And we must be careful of that. But let me tell you, when He takes away, He takes away. And you can decide to get angry with Him, but you got a problem. Now, you can get angry with me, but I'm of no consequence. You understand what I'm saying? It's the Lord doing the work. And when we see Him, and He reveals Himself as He is in us, then these things will just go away. You haven't lost anything. You've gained everything. Everything that He is. Now, I just want to very briefly, we won't even turn to it because of the time. But we see all of this summed up especially in the Gospel of John. Because He comes making Himself known as I am. And Christ comes showing them that I am the substance of the things that you were looking for. And as I just reference these quickly, these are all things of the Old Covenant. They knew about them and they were looking for them. But now he comes telling them, I am.
Pero ahora él viene diciendo, yo soy.
Okay, now just for time's sake, Jesus, you remember they said to Jesus, give us the bread.
¿Te acuerdas donde le dice Jesús, danos el pan?
Yeah, you send down bread from heaven.
Manda pan de cielo.
Okay, and Jesus said unto them,
y Jesús le dijo,
okay. Moses gave you not that bread from heaven.
Moisés no le dio ese pan del cielo.
But my Father gives you the true bread.
Pero mi padre le dio.
You see the words. You see the words. Okay. For the bread of God is He which comes down from heaven.
Porque el pan de Dios es él que vino del cielo, que bajó del cielo.
And gives life to the world.
Y da luz al mundo.
Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life.
Y Jesús le dijo, yo soy el pan de vida.
He that cometh to me shall never hunger.
El que viene a mí, nunca más.
He that believeth on me shall never thirst.
El que tiene sed nunca más.
But do you see here that he's identifying himself as the true bread? And he says in John 6, he says, they all ate manna in the wilderness. Manna. Okay. But what happened to them? They died. But if you eat me,
pero si comen,
you shall never die.
Nunca morirá.
Because I am the true bread.
Porque yo soy el pan.
You see, he's bringing them from the type that never brought life,
que nunca trajo vida,
to the true,
a la verdad,
which is the person of him.
Que es la persona de él.
It's not just that he gives you a bread that will cause you not to die.
No, no es que nos va a dar pan que va a causar que nunca nos vamos a morir.
I am.
Yo soy.
I am. You eat me.
Me comen a mí.
You drink me.
Me toman a mí.
If you don't, you have no life.
Si no, no tienen vida.
See the better.
De nuevo.
Okay, Jesus said, I'm the light of the world.
Jesús dijo, soy la luz del mundo.
He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness.
El que me sigue nunca caminará en oscuridad.
But shall have the light of life.
Tendrá la luz.
This is all. This is all the I am. He is the fulfillment. Remember, he told them, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me were thieves and robbers. But the sheep didn't hear them.
Pero la oveja no los escuchó.
I am the door.
Yo soy la puerta.
By me, if any man enter in,
por mí, entra cualquier hombre.
He shall be saved and go in and go out and find pasture.
Será salvo y entrará y encontrará.
You see, everything that they knew is all now summed up in him. I am.
Todo lo que encontraron.
And I am come in your midst.
Fue resumido, retomado en él.
Jesus told them at Lazarus' funeral, I am the resurrection and the life.
Jesús les dijo en el funeral de Lázaro, yo soy la resurrección.
They believed in a resurrection.
Ellos creían en una resurrección.
She said, I know.
Ella,
you know how we know?
Nosotros sabemos.
She's telling the resurrection about a resurrection that she knows about.
Ella está hablando de una resurrección de la cual ella conoce.
He says to her, I am.
Ella dice, yo soy.
I am the resurrection.
Yo soy la resurrección.
And the life.
Y la vida.
You see, they believed in a, but now he is the.
Ellos creían en una, pero ahora él es.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Soy la verdad, la vida.
Camina, vida. Camino, verdad, y vida.
There you go.
No one comes but by me.
Nadie viene al Padre sino por mí.
I am the true vine.
Soy la vid.
And my Father is the husbandman.
Juan 15.
Okay. All I want you to see here is he's the true.
Solo quiero que vean que él es la verdad.
You see that? And he came and he revealed himself to them as that truth.
Y él vino y se reveló como esa verdad.
My question to us is do we know Christ in the truth?
Mi pregunta es, ¿conocemos a Cristo en la verdad?
Do we know him as the truth?
¿Lo conocemos como la verdad?
Or are we still knowing him in the types and shadows?
¿O todavía no conocemos en los tipos y sombras?
Now, we all have to admit that our knowledge is not complete.
Todos tenemos que admitir que nuestro entendimiento no está, no es completo.
But I pray that I've stirred you up enough.
Pero oro que lo sé.
That we would desire to do that. To know you in truth. I mean, my God, if you put truth in front of you or a lie, why would you choose a lie? Now, I mean, that may sound harsh, but in the reality of the cross, isn't that true? The cross is the cross separates.
La cruz separa.
The cross does the work.
La cruz hace el trabajo.
But in him we receive everything.
Pero en él recibimos todo.
Now let me finish up here in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Because now in Christ we've come to a new covenant in truth. But it is our understanding that has not made that transition. We've come, but not our minds.
El para sí mismo nos hizo, ¿no?
No, I'm not reading it.
Oh.
Habla. Habla.
Go ahead.
In Christ, we've come to a new covenant.
A nuevo pacto.
But in our understanding,
pero en nuestro entendimiento,
we haven't fully made that transition.
No hemos hecho la transición completa.
This is why we have to ask God to let me know as I am known.
Por eso es que tenemos que pedirle a Dios que sea revelado como es.
Give me spiritual eyes.
Dame ojos espirituales.
Let me see as you see.
Déjame ver como tú ves.
Now, in 2 Corinthians 3, Paul is contrasting the two covenants. Habla. No leer, habla.
Así, Pablo está.
I'm confusing you. Okay. One is the ministration of the letter.
Uno, la administración de la carta.
And it is the ministration of death.
Que es la administración de la muerte.
This is not my word.
No, esto no lo digo yo.
This is the Bible.
Es la Biblia.
The other is the ministration of spirit and life.
La otra es la administración de espíritu y vida.
We don't like to hear that, but
no, no sé eso, pero
there was a glory to the first.
Había una gloria para el primer.
But there is a greater glory.
Pero hay una gloria más grande.
And this is what I want to read for you. Verse 6. Who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament.
En cual así mismo nos hizo ministros competentes de un nuevo pacto.
Not of the letter, but of the Spirit.
No de la letra, sino del Espíritu.
You see, not but.
Ven ahí, pero.
For the letter killeth.
Porque la letra mata,
but the Spirit giveth life.
Mas el Espíritu vivifica.
Okay? And we know that that's true. We know it in our own lives. But if the ministration of death,
es el ministerio de muerte,
which is the old covenant,
que es el viejo pacto,
written and engraven in stones, was glorious,
grabado con letras en piedras, fue con gloria,
so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses,
tanto que los hijos de Israel no pudieron fijar la vista en el rostro de Moisés,
for the glory of his countenance.
A causa de la gloria de su rostro.
And we know the story.
Y conocemos la historia.
Moses had glory on his face so that he had to put the veil.
Moisés tenía gloria en su cara y por eso tuvo que poner el velo.
Okay, we know that.
La conocemos.
So there was a glory to this first.
Había una gloria a este primero.
Which glory was to be done away.
la cual había de perecer.
Because everything of the first is to be done away. Now that was the first. It had a glory to it. But how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious?
¿Cómo no será más bien con gloria el ministerio del Espíritu?
For if the ministration of condemnation be glory,
porque si el ministerio de condenación fue con gloria,
much more.
Mucho más abundará.
Much more.
Mucho más.
And everything in Christ is much more.
Y todo en Cristo es mucho más.
Much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory.
Mucho más abundará en gloria el ministerio de justificación.
For even that which was made glorious,
porque aún lo que fue glorioso,
the old,
lo viejo,
everything in the natural, that whole understanding of condemnation in the first,
todo lo natural,
it had no glory in this respect,
no es glorioso en este respecto,
by reason of the glory that excelleth,
en comparación con la gloria más eminente.
Now, where would glory excel?
A donde,
in Christ, exactly. In Christ. Okay? For if that which is done away was glorious,
porque si lo que perece tuvo gloria,
much more,
mucho más,
that which remaineth,
mucho más glorioso será,
is glorious.
Lo que perece.
Now, remember we've talked about the first taken away? That the second may be established. It's this glory that remains. The glory that Christ is.
La gloria que Cristo es.
It's the glory that excels.
La gloria que excel.
I mean, there was a glory to the first.
Había una gloria en el primero.
But once you see the glory that He is,
pero una vez que vean la gloria que Él es,
that glory in, has nothing.
Esa gloria no tiene nada.
By comparison.
Comparando.
Because when you've seen the glorious one,
porque cuando has visto a el glorioso,
nothing else can compare
nada
to
más
Him.
Se compara a él.
And this is what I'm talking about is coming from. Yes, there was a glory to it. But it was in the flesh and it was never to remain. But now the more glorious one has come. Now, in the old covenant, that glory was all veiled. You know that. They couldn't see God's glory.
No podían ver la gloria de Dios.
If any man saw God's glory, what happened to him?
Si algún hombre veía la gloria de Dios, ¿qué le pasaba?
He died.
Moría.
But that veil was taken away.
Pero ese velo fue
done away in Christ.
En Cristo.
So that veil no longer remains in Christ.
Así que ese velo ya no permanece en Cristo.
But where does that veil remain?
¿De dónde permanece ese velo?
My heart and my mind. It was done away in Christ. Now it has to be taken away in me. But the scripture says, verse 16 there. Nevertheless, when it, meaning the heart, shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away.
Pero cuando se convierta al Señor, el velo se quitará.
And now we can see Him face to face.
Ya podemos verlo cara a cara.
If that veil of flesh remains,
si ese velo en la carne permanece,
we can only see Him darkly.
Solo podemos verlo de manera oscura.
We will imagine what He's like and all of these things.
Vamos a imaginar cómo es y todas estas cosas.
But when that veil is removed in our hearts,
pero cuando ese velo es quitado de nuestros corazones,
then we can see Him as He is.
Podemos verlo ahí como
es. Verse 17 says, now the Lord is that Spirit.
Versículo 17 dice, porque el Señor es el Espíritu.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
y donde está el Espíritu del Señor,
there is liberty.
Allí hay libertad.
Now we're just in the Spirit.
Ahora solo estamos en el Espíritu.
Being shown the truth in the Spirit by the Lord who is Spirit.
Y estamos siendo mostrados el Espíritu por el Señor que es Espíritu.
But we all with an open face.
Pero por tanto nosotros todos.
Beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord.
Mirando a cara descubierta como en un espejo la gloria del Señor.
Are changed into the same image.
Somos transformados de gloria en gloria.
From glory to glory.
En la misma imagen.
Even by the Spirit of the Lord.
Como por el Espíritu del Señor.
The glory of the old and the types and the shadows.
La gloria de los viejos, de los tipos y la sombra.
That glory that was going to fade away anyhow.
Esa gloria que de igual manera iba a desaparecer.
To the glory of the new.
A la gloria de lo nuevo.
The glory that is Christ.
La gloria que es Cristo.
The glory that will remain.
La gloria que va a permanecer.
And we are changed into that image.
Y nosotros somos cambiados a esa imagen.
Now, it first has to be done in the spirit realm.
Primero tiene que ser hecho en el espíritu.
But it will have effect in the natural
realm.
This is what I'm talking about is coming from the types and the shadows to the true.
Lo que hablo es de los tipos y sombras a la verdad.
I think just two other things I'd like to say and then we'll finish.
Dos cosas más y luego terminamos.
The Apostle Paul admonished them.
El apóstol Pablo los
warned them. He warned them. Okay? Don't turn back.
No vuelvan atrás.
If you've come to see the truth, don't turn back.
No vuelvan atrás.
Didn't we read it this morning? I'm amazed that you left him.
No leímos esta mañana. Estoy.
You've seen the truth.
Han visto la verdad.
You've seen the perfect.
Han visto lo perfecto.
Why go back to a type and a shadow?
Porque volver atrás a un tipo y una sombra.
Now, unfortunately, when this happens, sometimes it causes divisions and separation. But then you all have to decide who you're going to be faithful to. But if you truly desire to know the Lord and to see Him as He is, the Lord will bring you through some of this. And at that point, hopefully, just like Paul, you'll consider all of those things that were gained to me. Loss, basura, for the excellency of Christ, that I may know Him.
Que yo pueda conocerlo a él.
And that is necessary.
Y eso es necesario.
In the spirit of love, but in the spirit of truth.
En el espíritu de amor y en el espíritu de verdad.
And now we can stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free.
Y ahora podemos estar en la libertad que Cristo nos ha hecho libres.
Paul says, don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Pablo dice, no sean, no sé, Galatas 5, 1, 2, no sean.
Okay, you want to turn there? Okay. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Galatians 5, Galatians 5, 1 and 2.
Estar conscientes en la libertad porque Cristo nos hizo libres y no estéis otra vez sujetos al yugo de esclavitud.
And the yoke of bondage is religion.
Y el yugo de esclavitud es la religión.
Because Paul says, if you be circumcised and go back under the law,
aquí yo Pablo digo que Dios circuncidáis,
then Christ shall profit you nothing.
De nada os aprovechará a ti.
Because He has released us from all of that bondage. Now, the last scripture I'd like to read is Romans chapter 7. And I want to leave you with the greatness of the cross. By that cross, He has delivered us from all things. Into a glorious liberty of a relationship of oneness with the Father in Christ. Romans chapter 7, and then I'm done. Wherefore, my brethren, you also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ. That's what He's done. For what purpose? That you should be married to another. Not married to the law.
No, a la ley.
But even to Him who is raised from the dead.
Del que resucitó de los muertos.
Married to Christ.
Con Cristo.
That we should bring forth fruit unto God.
A fin de que llevemos fruto para Dios.
For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sins which were by the law did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. But now in Christ,
pero ahora en Cristo,
we are delivered from the law,
estamos libres de la ley,
that being dead wherein we were held,
por haber muerto para aquella en que estábamos sujetos,
that we should serve in newness of spirit,
de modo que vivamos bajo el régimen nuevo,
and not in the oldness of the letter.
El régimen nuevo del espíritu y no bajo el régimen viejo de la ley.
And that is my prayer for us for this time. That we would go forth from this place with this understanding. Not serving God in the oldness of the letter. But in the newness of spirit. May we come to the full knowledge of the Son.
Amen.
Amen.